More Russian spies using Bitcoin? Good evening. I'm Mark Hochstein, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from October 4th, 2018. On today's show, the U.S. Department of Justice issues new indictments of alleged Russian operatives said to use cryptocurrency. Customs officers track drug dealers who use crypto. A possible bribing scandal at EOS. And on a lighter note, more funding has arrived for Lightning Network development, specifically for a startup in France. And finally, some real talk from the Crypto Springs conference. First, Vitalik warned you, and here we go. The EOS community is having its first voting fraud scandal. At the end of September, a Twitter account going by the name of Maple Leaf Capital produced screenshots from a leaked Excel spreadsheet that supposedly show the exchange Huobi got money for supporting certain EOS block producers. Huobi promptly denied this in a Medium post. But truthful or not, the allegations once more raise questions around EOS's still not yet established governance system. The blockchain has 21 so-called block producers, nodes maintaining the history of the blockchain for rewards, who are periodically elected by users. But the rules of their behavior, the so-called constitution, which forbids buying votes, haven't been ratified yet. One of the biggest unsolved questions is the issue of exchanges that are the biggest holders of EOS balances now. As EOS wallets are anonymous by default, there is no way to detect if some exchange would vote for one or another block producer with the token of its users, staking a large portion of coins that can dramatically impact the competition. The danger of vote buying was indicated early on by Ethereum creator Vitalik Buterin, who wrote in March that for users, the only incentive is to vote for whoever offers the highest and most reliable bribe. The longer the legitimate rules of behavior are absent from the EOS system, the more issues may arise. The spy drama won't end anytime soon. The U.S. Department of Justice charged 7 alleged Russian intelligence agents with using cryptocurrencies to fund undercover operations across the world. The government indicted 7 alleged members of the Russian intelligence agency, claiming they hacked into computer networks used by the World Anti-Doping Agency, as well as the Dutch lab investigating Russia's alleged use of chemical weapons. They reportedly used cryptocurrencies to hide their financial tracks, along with fiat money, including U.S. dollars. However, Bitcoin was the main form of payment for buying servers and registering domains, according to U.S. officials. The indictment says that this allowed the conspirators to avoid direct relationships with traditional financial institutions, and it also allowed them to evade greater scrutiny of their identities and sources of funds. Nevertheless, it should be noted that investigators were able to track the machines that initiated the Bitcoin transactions, and those were the same computers used to conduct hacking activity. And continuing with this theme of follow the money, an official with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency told the U.S. Congress that cryptocurrency tracking aids his agency's investigations. Matthew Allen, an assistant director of domestic operations with the Homeland Security Investigations Division of ICE, mentioned cryptocurrencies in the context of tracking narcotics traffickers. At a hearing in front of a U.S. Senate caucus on international narcotics control, Allen said that criminals are at their most vulnerable when they have to convert their crypto to fiat, or vice versa. This is when law enforcement officials can identify the perpetrator. Allen also said that crypto exchanges were unknowingly enabling money laundering by refusing to register as a money services business, though some exchanges actively engage in money laundering by processing the money of criminal networks engaged in or supporting darknet marketplaces. The first ever Crypto Springs conference has gotten off to a roaring start when co-organizer Meltem Demirers stated, quote, "Nothing is decentralized," unquote. After the resounding applause for that reality check died down, Demirers clarified that decentralization is not impossible, just that so far it hasn't really been implemented appropriately. Going off on that sentiment, the creator of the joke cryptocurrency Dogecoin, Jackson Palmer, went so far as to criticize the Bitcoin Core team for the centralized, his word, method in which a recent exploit was discovered and the patch was released. The attendees at the event seem to broadly agree that Bitcoin Core is in serious need of peer reviewers. Finally, Async, one of the leading startups working on the Bitcoin Lightning Network, received $1.7 million in a funding round led by Serena Capital. Other investors included Tailend co-founder Bertrand Dayard, Sebastian Lucas, Alistair Milne, and Snapcar founder Yves Weisselberger. Async has built Eclair, one of three Lightning software implementations, and the Eclair wallet, the most popular Lightning wallet to date. Before that, Lightning Labs had been the only startup solely dedicated to the Lightning Network that had been able to raise money. Now, with the new funding, Async can double its efforts to bring Lightning closer to the real world in terms of use and wide adoption. The company, a team of three currently, plans to hire another three or four highly technical developers over the coming weeks and months. The Lightning Network entered beta earlier this year. For more on today's stories, and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. If you're enjoying the show so far, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. For Coindesk, I'm Mark Hochstein, and this has been Late Confirmation.
The Podglomerate, a Sonic Universe.